When class is over, the sound of the school bell makes many students happy. But the break also means time for bullying. Shamim Raka is an honors reading teacher at Franklin Middle School. She says bullying happens in places where lots of students come together, like in the lunchroom or the gym.
I see it in the hallways. I see students coming up behind others and bopping them on the head and throwing them into lockers and just being verbally aggressive. And I see students cower from that, and that's a sign to me that there's some bullying going on.
University of Illinois education professor Dorothy Espelage studied bullying for 15 years. She says it affects students, especially in elementary and middle schools.
You're talking about 40% that are actively involved, and then we have bystanders that reinforce the ringleader bully or assist in some ways, but very rarely do the bystanders intervene.
Espelage says this number includes bullies and victims alike, but she says bullying isn't just a national problem. Chris Fall made movies on bullying in Australia. He and Espelage both teamed up to start a similar movie project called Stories of Us here in the U.S. Fall says his interest in bullying deepened by watching his own stepchildren.
Sometimes they would be quite destructive without necessarily realizing the impact. I remember asking my stepdaughter on a few occasions, you know, do you realize how badly you're treating your friends? And she kind of didn't get it.
Last autumn, Fall came to Champaign to shoot the 25-minute film with Franklin 8th graders. He says in about 6 weeks they created a script and shot the movie that tells the story of a bullying incident.
Everything in the film came from them. It was a matter of talking to them, asking them questions about what bullying incidents took place in their life, and of course clarifying what bullying was. So they would effectively give me all of the building blocks. All I did then was lay them all out in a line. Everything in it is there. So therefore every single scene is something which they completely identify with.
For 8th graders Laura Clark and Mason Wise, it was a special experience working with Chris Fall.
Yeah, because he wasn't like one of those adults who was trying to like tell us this is what we're going to do in the movie. He was just like asking us for ideas of what to do in the movie.
It was fun. It was interesting to see like how movies are really made and stuff.
Most of the students in the movie went through a bullying experience, either being a bully, a victim, or just standing by. Carl Stuckey plays the main bully in the movie, and he says he's got the experience.
I usually just did it because either I had something against them or my friends were doing it, so I would jump in on occasion.
Stuckey says since he got involved in the movie, he's trying to change his ways.
I usually try to think twice, but sometimes my emotions just get the best of me. But these days, I'm just thinking, keep it to myself. It's not worth it.
Many students say they think bullying decreased at their school since the movie was made. But their teacher, Shamim Raka, says the making of the movie also created side effects.
Two of the students who were in the film, who were very quiet, mild-mannered people, seemed to have found some kind of gumption from having participated in a major way in this film, and they became bullies. To my own chagrin.
In general, Raka says students became much more aware of bullying. Laura Clark says she spots bullying easier after helping make the movie.
Bullying isn't just like pushing people around and stuff. It can also be like spreading rumors about people. And so now when I hear rumors, I'm more like, stop spreading it. I used to spread them around, but now I know that how hurtful it can be.
The movie Stories of Us may soon be seen in classrooms nationwide. At Franklin Middle School, the movie will be part of the curriculum next year. I'm Michael Kuliska, AM 580 News.